Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today, we're going to continue talking about sensational Switzerland, although we could indeed spend many more days talking about Switzerland. Today's the last day we're going to talk about Switzerland. And what did we talk about regarding Switzerland in our program last time, Stephanie?
Well, we learned some really interesting things. First of all, it's surrounded by other countries, so it's not very close to the ocean or the sea, you could say. Another term for that we learned is a landlocked nation. It's got France on one side, Italy on another, Austria on the east, and Germany's to the north. So it's really surrounded by other countries. As a result, Switzerland has four national languages. Mm. Now, most countries have one or two. America has one official national language, of course, which is English. We may get some more soon. Who knows? But it's very interesting because you'll find people in Switzerland that are fluent in several languages.
Right, so you shouldn't be too concerned about traveling there if you're using English. In fact, if you're using Mandarin Chinese, you probably might be able to get around okay as well. Gee, I think it's getting to be number one, Chinese people from mainland China are actually getting to be number one, the number one travelers in the world. Although, don't quote me on that.
They're
getting
there. Oh, they like to go, huh?
I don't think they're that number one yet, but they're certainly working on it. But in any case here, we're talking about Switzerland, and we'll talk some more about Switzerland, this paradise in Europe that lots of people would like to go check out. So let's check it out ourselves. Let's read through the entire content of our lesson right now. One of the best ways to take in the beauty of Switzerland is to ride on the Bernese Oberland Railway. A trip on this historic train will provide passengers with an unforgettable panoramic view of the landscape. The combination of rolling green hills, jagged rocks, and snow-capped mountain peaks is sure to stick with you for a long time. The largest city in Switzerland is Zurich, and it contains some of the best art galleries and museums in Europe. It also hosts an annual event, the Street Parade, which is one of the world's largest techno music parades. It's a time when people flood the streets in exotic costumes while DJs spin some uplifting electronic music. The parade is not all about music, though, as the event also doubles as a social demonstration in support of freedom, love, and tolerance. Since the inaugural event in 1992, attendance has skyrocketed from 1,000 people to well over a million visitors each year. If you'd rather focus on Switzerland's powerful economy than getting your groove on, consider visiting Geneva. In addition to being an important banking and financial center, Geneva has become a symbol of international diplomacy and cooperation. This is why prestigious international organizations such as the Red Cross and the UN have established many of their offices here. In the end, whether you're searching for history, natural beauty, or just a place to party, Switzerland has a little something for everyone.
Well, if you want to see Switzerland, our first sentence gives you some advice. Our writer suggests that one of the best ways to take in the beauty of this country is to ride on the Bernese railway. If you take in something, we often use this verb phrase to say you look at it, you enjoy it. And we'll typically use it to talk about sightseeing. You go to places and take in the beauty or take in the sights. Maybe you take in a play. You can just see it, enjoy it. That's what that means. And it sounds like a great thing to do. Actually, taking the train in Europe is a great idea generally. The trains are pretty high quality. They're much nicer than the trains in the United States. I know that. And it's a nice way just to relax, sit back. You don't have to worry about driving or the traffic. And just look at the scenery as the train goes by the countryside.
Okay, so I guess this train kind of goes through the mountains or something like that. Uh-huh. So if you take a trip on this historic train, you will be provided with an unforgettable panoramic view of the landscape. Remember, if you're riding this train, you are a passenger, so you're provided with this view of the landscape. This view is referring to what you see when you're on the train. The view. Is it a good view? I want a room with a view. And we're using these words here to describe the word view. Mm-hmm. Unforgettable panoramic view of the landscape. Now, if something's unforgettable, you're just not going to forget it. You'll remember it until the end of your days. And panoramic refers to a view that is very wide angle, all the way from the left and all the way to the right. So you need to put your camera on a tripod to take these pictures and take several pictures. So you get these really long pictures that are maybe only 10 centimeters high, but 100 centimeters wide.
Wow. So you get a really wide view. It's unforgettable. It's so beautiful or special or unusual. You'll never forget it. When you talk about the landscape of a place, it's what the land actually looks like, the quality. Do you have rolling hills? Do you have a desert landscape where there aren't many trees or plants? That's the kind of landscape I grew up in. The landscape here is quite lovely. Of course, it's mountains. The mountains are rolling hills. They're not the mountains that are kind of jagged and rocky, although they have jagged rocks in some places. A lot of the mountains in Switzerland are these low, rolling green hills that are just beautiful, that you imagine you could walk up and then just roll on down as
a kid. That's kind of the impression I got of Hsinchu County and Miaoli County,
yeah?
Kind of rolling green hills.
Nice.
As opposed to those jagged rocks that you see in the central mountain range. Jagged rocks, of course, refers to mountains that are really tall so that they're just these rocks that are very rough, so they're not smooth and they're not covered with vegetation like hills would be.
Uh-huh.
And also you're going to see some snow-capped mountain peaks. We did talk about the word peak in our last program here. That's the top of a mountain. And if the mountains are really high, there's going to be snow on top of them, so they are snow-capped. Cap here just means something is on top of something, so snow-capped, there is snow on top of those mountains.
If you stick around or stick with someone, it means you stay with them for a long time. Here, it means you remember it for a long time because you're talking about the view. So it sticks with you. It stays in your memory. You just can't forget it.
It will be unforgettable. And here's the next paragraph here. Let's move into the cities now and get back away from the mountains. The largest city in Switzerland is Zurich, and it contains some of the best art galleries and museums in Europe. An art gallery is just a fancy way of saying it's an art museum.
Uh-huh.
Although, when I see art gallery, I think of kind of a small art museum.
Well, and also, if it's a gallery, oftentimes the artwork is for sale. The paintings are for sale. So, when I see gallery, I think that it's possible to buy some of the pieces of art that you look at. Museums, none of that art is for sale. If you're in a museum, you can only look. You cannot buy.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you got some bucks, you might be able to bring back a really nice oil painting from Zurich there.
Cool.
And Zurich also hosts an annual event called the Street Parade, which is one of the world's largest techno music parades. Now, here to host means that you are the person or the group or organization that is responsible for something that is going on, some kind of party, some kind of celebration or something. So here it's host to this annual event. Annual means every year, an annual event.
Uh-huh.
The fireworks at 101 is an annual event here in Taipei. It happens once a year. This event is called the Street Parade. A parade, of course, is when, oh, people, marching bands, floats, whatever, go down a street and people stand at the sides of the street watching them and they cheer and they're really happy and everybody has a good time.
Yeah, they're kind of fun. Now, it's considered to be one of the world's largest techno music parades. Techno music is a type of electronic dance music that has a really fast beat. I don't like techno music. Do you, Tom? Is that sort of your
actually,
thing?
Actually, yeah, some of it I do. I like breakbeat and drum and bass. I don't know if techno is an all-inclusive term for all of those different genres.
Uh-huh.
Some people use techno as a term to refer to all of that, whereas some people think, no, techno is its own genre by itself, whereas those other ones like, you know, dubstep or drum and bass or all of those other ones, UK garage or whatever, those are all different genres in techno music.
And a genre is just a type or a class or classification, a category of that kind of music. Well, it's got a lot of techno music, so if you like that, you need to head on over to Switzerland. It's a time when people flood the streets. If you flood the streets, it means you come in great numbers. Large numbers of people are there. So it's pretty popular. There are people in exotic costumes. If something's exotic, it's kind of different. It's strange or unusual. When I think of exotic, I think of things from other countries that I'm not used to seeing. I have these exotic costumes. Costumes, of course, are clothes that people wear to dress up to look like somebody else, maybe like a famous actor, or maybe they're in a disguise for Halloween. You could be dressed up in, I don't know.
A witch costume?
A vampire costume.
Yeah,
you know, any of those things. Exotic just means maybe they're dressed up to look like they're from Africa, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Africa seems a long ways away from Switzerland.
And, of course, if you're talking about techno music, you have DJs or disc jockeys. They spin some uplifting electronic music. Spin here, of course, they're using records, not CDs or MP3 files. They actually spin the vinyl records, so spin means to go in circles. They play these songs, and uplifting means, hey, you hear this stuff, it makes you want to get up and dance, it makes you happy. Electronic music is basically that genre, techno, as I mentioned, some other forms there. House music is a form of electronic music, because it's all made basically by sampling and using synthesizers and stuff like that, not so much actual musical instruments like a violin or something.
Yeah, it's produced electronically, so it's considered to be just electronic. The opposite, for example, of uplifting would be depressing.
Mm.
Something that brings you down, makes you feel low and blue. If it's uplifting, like Tom says, it makes you happy. So that's kind of fun. We're going to talk more about what happens in the parade, but first, we're going to take a few minutes to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好, I'm Tim. 欢迎大家回到第二天的课程。昨天我们已经谈到了瑞士的地理环境。以及它的文化多样性。今天我们就带大家去看看在瑞士有什么好玩的地方。第一段的第一句 A trip on this historic train will provide passengers with an unforgettable panoramic view of the landscape. 旅客可以搭乘具有历史意义的火车，而这趟旅程也将带给他们永生难忘的风景全貌。据说我们看到一个生字 unforgettable 就表示令人难忘的意思。举个例子来说 This is one of the most unforgettable movies I've ever seen 就表示这是我这辈子看过最难忘的电影之一而相反的它的另外一个形容词就是 forgettable 就表示是让人看了很容易忘记的举个例子来说 For some people, action movies are mostly forgettable and uninteresting 对一些人来讲动作片常常都是看了就忘而且是相当无趣的而它还有另外一个类似的形容词是 forgetful, 它的拼法是 forgetful, 就表示是某个人相当健忘,记忆力非常不好的意思。我们可以说 Jerry is very forgetful and is constantly losing things when he goes out, 就表示 Jerry 他非常的健忘,每次出门的时候都忘东忘西。接着我们看到第一段的最后一句The combination of rolling green hills, jagged rocks, and snow-capped mountain peaks is sure to stick with you for a long time. 明艳的绿色山丘、锯齿状的岩石以及由白雪覆盖的山峰所组合成的风景绝对会让你久久难以忘怀。这边我们看到一个片语叫 stick with somebody or something. 这其实是一个比较口语的用法就表示它会一直跟着某个人或黏着某人或某事物的意思。课文中我们是用来表示难以忘怀。接着我们看到第二段的第三句 It's a time when people flood the streets in exotic costumes while DJs spin some uplifting electronic music. 每年苏黎世大游行的这个时候人们都会穿着很奇特的服装涌上街头而同时 DJ 也会播放令人相当振奋的电子音乐。这边看到个动词 spin。一般是当作旋转的意思然而这边所谓的 spin the music 就表示是 DJ 在打碟在播放音乐我们可以用 spin the disc 来替换举个例句 The DJ is spinning the disc on the DJ station in the club 就表示 DJ 在俱乐部里面的 DJ 台上用力的播放音乐。而后面一个形容词 uplifting 就表示是振奋人心的，看起来好像是把这个人提起来，心情就变得很好。而它的动词就是 uplift， U-P-L-I-F-T。 我们举个例句， His soul was uplifted by the music， 就表示这个音乐使他的精神振奋了起来。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with today's lesson. Now, where we left off, we were talking about the street parade, and this is an annual event in Zurich, Switzerland, and it's mainly featuring techno music, and you're going to have these DJs spinning some uplifting tunes as you're there in the parade. It probably goes into the wee hours of the night. But the parade is not all about the music, though, as the event also doubles as a social demonstration in support of various things, freedom, love, and tolerance. When I see freedom, love, and tolerance, it makes me think of hippies. That's the kind of thing that they would go to. Freedom, peace, love, make love, not war, stuff like that.
What's a hippie?
A hippie, a CP in Chinese.
Oh.
I'd rather just say it in Chinese. It's a lot easier to explain it that way. Otherwise, I've got to explain drugs and flowers in their hair and psychedelic music and the Vietnam War and all that stuff. It's just too complicated. But in any case, indeed, this parade doubles as a social demonstration.
Mm.
If something doubles as something, that means it has two purposes. I could say that Mr. Zhang, my neighbor, doubles as a taxi driver during the day and a security guard at night.
Or I could say my couch or sofa at home doubles as a bed for guests when they come into town. So I can use it as a couch or a sofa. And then if I need to, have visitors come over and spend the night, I can pull it out and it suddenly turns into a bed, which
cool.
is great.
Like a hide-a-bed.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. So they, this parade, it says doubles as a social demonstration. If you have a demonstration, you have a group of people, they gather together, they're kind of showing that they support something or they might oppose something. I know there have been a lot of demonstrations this past year against the nuclear power plant being built.
Sure.
That's a demonstration. Here their demonstrations are positive. They want to support freedom, yay, love, yay, and tolerance. Tolerance is just a willingness to accept other people's feelings and their habits or beliefs. Even though they're different from your own, you can, you don't have to agree with them, but you don't fight against them.
That's a big issue in Europe these days with more and more Muslims moving in, and that's different from the traditional culture. So some people are getting uptight about that. So tolerance is a good thing, putting up with other people. And since the inaugural event in 1992, attendance has skyrocketed from 1,000 people to well over a million visitors each year. Now, the word inaugural here just means the first one, the thing that begins something. I think of inauguration basically as when the president is sworn in. Anywhere in the United States, of course, that's where I'm from, but there's an inaugural event every time a new president is elected here in Taiwan as well. The inauguration, it's actually called.
Yeah, this is a little different. It just means it's the first in a series. So it's the first time something happens. When the high-speed rail made its first trip through Taiwan, that was its inaugural ride, you could say. It's its inaugural trip. It's the first event. This one happened in 1992. That's when they had their first parade, and attendance since then has skyrocketed. To skyrocket is a verb that means something increases very quickly to a very high level or amount. So attendance really went up. They started kind of small at 1,000, and now they have over a million visitors each year, or well over means significantly more than 1 million. So that's a lot.
Yeah, not just a little bit over a million, but a lot over a million. So that's a lot, especially for a little old Switzerland there.
Yeah.
And they always try to keep themselves nice and clean and tidy. And then these visitors come and try to mess the place up. Now let's move on to the next paragraph here. It says, if you'd rather focus on Switzerland's powerful economy than getting your groove on, consider visiting Geneva. In this sentence, we have the phrase to get your groove on, which is kind of slang. That just means to relax and enjoy music and go dancing and stuff like that. Groove oftentimes refers to a deep cut that goes a long way. There are grooves in a record, so oftentimes playing music is associated with the word groove. Get your groove on.
Yeah, but if someone says get your groove on, they mean let's go out dancing with a lot of high energy. It's kind of intense, kind of fun. So if you would rather do this than something else, it's a pattern we use to talk about choices that we would make. So if you'd rather do A than B, it means the first thing you mention is what you choose, what you prefer. So, that's a place to go if you want to dance, maybe Geneva, which is more French speaking than Zurich, of course. It's also dirtier, which is very interesting, more like France.
Oh boy.
In addition to being an important banking and financial center, it's kind of like a small New York City or London. They have a lot of banking and financial companies there.
Or Hong Kong.
Uh-huh. Hong Kong as well.
Singapore.
It's become a symbol of international diplomacy and cooperation. Diplomacy is a word that just means the work or the actions of maintaining good relations between governments of different countries. That's diplomacy. If you work for your government and you are assigned to another country, you're called a diplomat. Cooperation just means people getting along, a situation where people work together to accomplish something.
Cooperation is a tricky word here. We've got two O's there, but that's not one syllable. It's two. Cooperation. Cooperation. It might help you pronounce this, to pronounce this word, like say, cooperation.
Yeah, it's not cooperation.
I've heard people say cooperation or something like that.
Co-wa.
Are you saying cooperation or corporation? I can't tell.
Yeah, and put that W there as Tom did. It will help you. Cooperation.
Cooperation. That's right. So working together in peace and harmony. And this is why prestigious international organizations such as the Red Cross and the UN have established many of their offices here. So here we've got some organizations here. They're prestigious, which means they are well-known and they are highly respected by lots of people.
Yeah, they're admired by a lot of people. The Red Cross is a charitable organization. It's a charity that you can donate money to and also donate blood. They help when countries have natural disasters. They step in to help people who are in need. The UN is the United Nations, where nations come together and try to come up with international law that they can agree on. They have established many of their offices there in Switzerland, particularly in Geneva. Well, in the end, whether you're searching for history, natural beauty, beautiful landscape, that is, or just a place to party, although I wouldn't think of Switzerland as the first place I'd go to party. It is a place that you can have fun. We just heard about the street parade, which is new to me. There was no street parade when I visited.
Well, that must have been centuries ago.
Yeah, centuries ago. Billions and billions of years ago, Tom.
All the way back to the Big Bang. But in any case, yes, it's a great place to party, although you probably might have to turn your party lights off after 11 p.m. or something.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Have strict rules there. You cannot party all night.
Oh, you can party all night in Thailand, though, so
yes.
I'd rather go there. But Switzerland, of course, has lots of stuff to offer, and Switzerland has a little something for everyone. And, you know, something we forgot to mention is the Swiss watches. I know lots of people here in Taiwan love to collect watches, and mm-hmm. so that's probably something you might want to pick up there. Are they cheaper in Switzerland if you buy a Swiss watch, like a Rolex there?
Not really.
Not really. No. But it's still probably something cool to actually buy a Swiss watch in Switzerland, mm-hmm. along with their chocolate, too. I guess they have some pretty good chocolate there, too.
The best chocolate.
The best chocolate in the world.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our conversation. Right now, we're going to take a time out and listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
好, 我们接着看到第二段的倒数第二句。The parade is not all about the music, though. as the event also doubles as a social demonstration in support of freedom, love, and tolerance. 然而这场游行的主题并非只是音乐而已。这场盛事同时也是一种社会运动，用以表示支持自由、爱以及包容。据说我们看到一个动词片语 double as, 就表示兼用有什么功能的意思。例如 ,the sofa also doubles as my bed, 就表示这张沙发它的另外一个功能就是我的床。后面我们看到一个名词 demonstration。Demonstration 一般是表示展现或表演，然而这边是表示是示威，而所谓的 social demonstration 就是社会运动。而后面还有一个本课的生字 tolerance, 就表示容忍，而它的动词就是 tolerate, T-O-L-E-R-A-T-E。接着看到第三段的第一句 ,If you rather focus on Switzerland's powerful economy than getting your groove on, consider visiting Geneva.如果你比较想要关注瑞士强大的经济，而不想要尽情热舞的话，那么你就可以考虑造访日内瓦。这边看到一个句型 ,would rather than 就表示宁可怎么样也不可怎么样的意思。举例来说 ,John would rather drop out than study medicine, as he can't stand the sight of blood, 就表示 John 他宁愿辍学也不要去读医学，因为他非常的怕血。而后面我们看到一个动词片语Get one's groove on, 就表示是跳舞、热舞的意思。Groove 这个字原本是唱片里面的凹槽。接着看到第三段的第二句 ,In addition to being an important banking and financial center, Geneva has become a symbol of international diplomacy and cooperation. 日内瓦除了是重要的银行业以及金融中心之外，它也是国际外交与合作的象征。这边的名词 cooperation 就表示合作，它的动词是 cooperate, C-O-O-P-E-R-A-T-E, 就表示同心协力、一起奋斗的意思。举例来说 ,Let's all cooperate to get the work done quickly, 让我们同心协力一起把工作尽快完成。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody, and hopefully you have enough time before the summer's out to head off to Switzerland and have the time of your life. From all of us here at English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.